Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is Thursday, the 7th day of October 2010. Gold hit another all-time record today of 1,363 dollars and change. Just amazing. And that's happening. Here's the headline. Because dollar tumbles to fresh 15-year low against the yen, precious gold hits record set for best week in 6 months, above $1,360 an ounce. Oil heads back to $84 a barrel in Asia amid U.S. dollar slide. Record numbers of Americans are going on food stamps. Bloomberg reports 41.8 million. I saw the number of over 43 million, but I guess there's a few million that are only on partial assistance, 41.8 million on full food stamp assistance on their little government-issued credit cards. And the government's saying, hey, we're going to control what kind of food you can buy on your food credit card, food stamp now, just showing the total social control. Obviously, in the last few weeks, they've announced in Europe, England, the United States, Canada, just thousands of public schools with retina scanners when the children arrive. Total police state. We're just going into the cashless society control grid designed by the banks. Bernanke finally tells the truth, says the United States is on the brink of financial disaster. But don't worry. The IMF says they've got a, quote, new world order. That's the mainstream news headline. A new world order to fix that, where you give the banks that have engineered all this crisis even more power. They were given more power in October of 08. They were given more power this year with the Federal Reserve being given control over the whole economy. Now they're going to transfer all of that offshore, and we will pay our taxes, our carbon taxes, our value-added taxes, and all these other money transfer taxes directly to the criminals. But the general public knows all about football and all about sitcoms. They don't know about international banking cartels, and so we're in a lot of trouble. Though some people are starting to wake up to this. The Republican candidate out in Nevada has pulled ahead of Harry Reid, and she talks about fluoride being deadly poison, vaccines being dangerous, and abolishing the Federal Reserve. They've tried to script her and cast her as a kook, but it isn't working. People go, wow, the mainstream media, MSNBC and CNN, are calling her a lunatic kook. Wow, I better vote for her. Oh, the media is saying that Rand Paul kidnapped a woman. We better vote for him because they're liars, and it comes out they were liars. Wow, Nightline's coming out doing giant hit pieces, and MSNBC's doing hit pieces on Alex Jones, and the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL every month now are saying, you know, I'm the most dangerous person out there. Wow, people are like, we better tune into this Alex Jones immediately if the establishment discredited media is saying he is the second incarnation of El Diablo. We've also got, again, the financial news, incredible attacks on the First Amendment. I mean, it's manifesting even faster than I thought. I knew they were going to do this, but to see it actually happening, that is an entirely different thing. Supreme Court announced yesterday that, yeah, they're going to rule. They always hint at the end of arguments when the ruling comes out in the next few months. They always wait a few months to release the full write-up that they're going to restrict protest because of these idiots. And I'm going to say that. And I've even interviewed them years ago, and I'm all for their First Amendment, but they are idiots going out to funerals of dead vets. I mean, believe me, my son had been killed, and somebody was coming up screaming at the funeral. Look, you're not going to have to worry about justice coming because I beat the living daylights out of you. I mean, I'm sorry. But look, I don't want to. The point is, even though they're idiots, you've got to support their free speech. And now we're all going to lose it because the government is using these idiots as a poster child to kill freedom in this country. So we're going to be talking about that. Stay with us.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change Tea will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh and made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it, with open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations. Get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Thursday, the 7th day of October 2010. We are going to have first-time calls in the first and second hour. Judge Andrew Napolitano, the only bona fide real patriot on Fox News, will be joining us in the last 30 minutes of the third hour today. That should be informative. We do have Congressman Ron Paul joining us with key information coming up tomorrow when we kick off the broadcast. Also have a video Ron Paul put out. We're going to be playing later in the next hour where he talks about staged crises, martial law, the collapse of society. And he's been warning about this for a long time. Now we are headed into that collapse. Obviously, gold hit 1300 plus dollars, $1,360 plus dollars today. There's been some profit taking. It's gone down about $20. We'll continue to watch that as it continues to unfold. Crude oil exploding, especially in Asia, to over $84 a barrel. I knew this was coming because this is the Chicago Mafia, New York City, big city mafia model that was adopted in 1952 by the Pentagon with the annual comprehensive financial reports loan sharking model, where Wall Street, the CIA, that's who set up CIA, was Wall Street, comes in, pays off your city managers, gets them to invest most of your tax money off books, and then they basically then pay off the politicians with a small part of the profits, and then over time get the entire country and every local locality into debt, And then they pass bigger packages of socialism to get people more dependent on government, so that even if you're mad and angry at the corrupt system and you're living in poverty, you're still completely dependent on food, medicine, medical care, security from the mafia itself. It's a sharecropping model. And it says McDonald's and 29 other firms get health care coverage waivers. Now, if you've got a small nursery, whether it's a nursery for children or a nursery for plants, and say you've got 15 employees, you're not going to get the waiver. Okay, they're paid $10 an hour, and if you're going to give them insurance, that'll, you know, basically comes out to about, on average, about $18 an hour. You're just going to have to lay off 30-40% of your employees to give the other ones the health care, and they're going to have their pay cut as well and have to pay for part of it. But you know, tens of thousands of small companies, tens of thousands, they don't get exemptions. Infowars.com, as this healthcare comes in, isn't going to get exemptions. You know, I asked my employees years ago, and I asked them again this year, I said, do you want to get your full paycheck, or do you want me to get you healthcare? You're going to have to pay for half of it. That's standard. And they said no. A lot of them already have their own insurance, or they're young and don't want it, but that's their choice. Under this system, if it gets put into force in the next few years, I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, I'm looking out here at the people that work in my office. They're all essential. And I'm thinking about, I guess I'll just make them take health care and the big pay cut. And, of course, we'll still have to pay Social Security, and I've got to match that. So they also pull money out of your check for Medicare and Medicaid down the road, for Social Security you're never getting. And then they've got the regular income taxes on top of it. And then they've passed three new city taxes and two new state taxes. And, I mean, it's killing us. It's just absolutely – people are like, well, just don't pay. Well, folks, we have to choose our battles. Do you know what will happen with the state comptroller if I don't pay all these taxes? About 10 years ago, I was late on just a couple $100 sales tax. They'd done the calculation, and they seized my entire bank account. Just seized the entire business account. And I mean, I'm living in tyranny, and it's getting darker. The corruption is expanding. No one can deny it now. And so it's just like when all these globalist firms that are based in Austin for green energy. And they are taxing Austinites in the next 3 years, $2.6 billion, Austin Energy announced, to pay for all these new power lines and solar plants and the rest of it. And it's all sweetheart deals. For every job they create with this, it costs two jobs conservatively. The federal government admits that. I've got to pay for all this. And it all goes to select corporations and groups. And then they're all getting total tax exemption. All these companies that have moved to the town where I live, they don't have to pay property taxes. They don't have to pay all the other city. They're just given waivers, but not Alex Jones. And it's more than tens of thousands of small businesses. And I've done the math. It's more than a million small businesses. In fact, guys, I saw that a few months ago. Search the term number of small businesses in the U.S. I mean, I know it varies depending on how you break it down, but I know it's around a million. So a million businesses, I misspoke when I said tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands conservatively, of businesses don't get any of these exemptions, but McDonald's and 29 other firms get health care coverage waivers. Look, you don't have to do it. And I said this was going to happen because I read the bill, but go back to last year with the automaker bailouts, which with the General Motors bailout, 30-plus billion went to them overall in the two different bailouts. It was $1.5 billion to move a plant from Michigan to Brazil, $2 billion to move one to Eastern Europe, a couple billion to move a plant to China. I mean, you can search the term. Bailout, auto bailout money used to move plants outside U.S. So my tax money, this is the New World Order, just naked, insane, absurdist, ridiculous corruption. I mean, what country in its right mind, if it wasn't run by total swindling crooks that are basically engaged in a corporate breakup of the nation so they can consolidate it for pennies on the dollar? They want to wreck it so they can buy it up for pennies on the dollar. And they've got all the neocons up there now admitting the government wants to destroy things by design, but claiming because Obama is anti-colonialist and wants to destroy America. This process began way before Bill Clinton, even. This is globalism. This is NAFTA and GATT. This is what Republicans have supported as well. Don't ever forget that. And as distasteful as people like Van Jones and Cass Sunstein are, they are mid-level operatives. They are not at the top of the pyramid. They are not, in fact, give me a shot of the chessboard over here. They are not the kings and the queens. They are not the rooks. They are not the knights. They are not the bishops, okay? They're not even pawns, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, Cass Sunstein might make up 1/100th of this pawn. All of Cass Sunstein's evil operations on a chessboard in the enemy army, he might make up 1/100th of a pawn. Okay, now, you talk about the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, the Dutch royalty. They make up a king. All of them together make up a king on the chessboard. But I watch Glenn Beck. He sits up there and tells you that Van Jones is a knight. He tells you Cass Sunstein is a king. And he tells you they're communist. Well, they are communist, but not in the way the general public knows communism. Communism isn't a bunch of dirty hippies, running around with machine guns. It's always financed by big mega banks in 1917 in Russia, in 1949 in China. As Carol Quigley, the historian for the CFR and CIA, Bill Clinton's mentor, wrote, anything that consolidates power, anything that creates tyranny and a vertical integration, the globalists support it. Okay, now I do have to say, on the Beck issue, we were monitoring last night, and I left here, and Aaron said he was going to have it. I don't know if he put it on the iOmega computer, but you guys might want to check this. It's a clip of Glenn Beck last night saying that the Fabian socialists wanted to poison the water to sterilize you. And I've been begging him to do that. Look, I don't trust him, don't like him, but I said when he gets better and tells the truth, we will support what he says that is true. We will point out what he says that is a distortion or a limited hangout or blaming it on patsies or low-level minions. But that's a big step, okay, that Glenn Beck is now, because these are the quotes, these are the plans. Remember Nightline was like, Alex Jones is some type of dangerous lunatic, and groups that monitor extremists are extremely concerned about him because he's the biggest and the baddest and the most dangerous. And, you know, if you stand on a street corner and say the government's putting stuff in the water to sterilize you, you'd be laughed at. But when you do it on the radio, you get a million listeners every day. Well, all I'm doing is reading Eco-Science by the White House science czar, himself a pawn. All I'm doing is reading what Bertrand Russell said. All I'm doing is reading what Shaw said. All I'm doing is reading what the UN said. I mean, literally, hundreds of mainstream news articles in the last 6 months calling for adding things to the water to reduce fertility. Hundreds of articles calling for forced inoculations to reduce fertility. Hundreds of articles calling for taxes on people that have children. Hundreds of articles calling for a global tyranny. They call it ecofascism, and they call it that themselves. London Guardian, you name it, and say it's good, we need it. So I'm not the lunatic. I know this stuff is crazy sounding, but I'm the one reporting on what they're saying. They are the lunatics. They are the dangerous people. You know, when I read an Operation Northwoods, which the Pentagon green-lighted to stage bombings, shootings, and hijackings and crashing of jets by remote control to blame it on foreign enemies. Yeah, it sounds crazy to be reading that on air, but it's ABC News. It's Baltimore Sun. It's the declassified document. What am I just supposed to? Oh, you know what? We're not going to cover this. But getting back to the main issue that I'm starting to get into here, just like with the bailouts of the cars, the money was given to transfer the industry overseas. And it came out in Congress that anybody who'd given big money to Democrats who own dealerships, some of them that have been around for over 80 years and were worth tens of millions of dollars a year, they were allowed to keep their franchise. But those that didn't, the Obama people, district by district, literally with the Congress people acting like mafia pimps, would take the dealership away and give it to one of their other operatives. I mean, that's hardcore mafia racketeering out in the open. Well, here it is on healthcare. McDonald's and 29 other firms are exempt. They don't have to pay for anything for healthcare, but you do.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 7th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,357.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,392.61, $696.30 for a half ounce, or $348.15 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,392.61, $696.30, or $348.15.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
People are waking up fast, faster than they ever had in modern history, and even one of the top globalist thinkers and planners, Zbigniew Brzezinski, of course, admitted that 4 months ago. But the public is waking up, but not really to the full horror. I mean, it's taken me 17 years of deep research, 15 years on air, to really get a basic grasp of the full spectrum that we're facing. And let me tell you, it is indescribably hardcore, indescribably real and serious and bona fide. We are living in a system run by ruthless, mass-murdering, control freak killers who are committing crime everywhere. Naked body scanners, mobile scanners frying your house and the operators, DU with the troops, trillions stolen by the banks, false flag terror, the Obama administration. I mean, that's bold to take hundreds of dealerships from Republican donors as part of a political war. I mean, that is so criminal. And it's so criminal with selective enforcement to give 30 waivers. McDonald's and 29 other firms get health care coverage waivers. And they pulled up the numbers from the National Association of Small Businesses. It was, what was it, 29.6 million small businesses. So I was way off the mark. I knew it was in the millions. 29 plus million small businesses. You don't get this health care tax exemption. But the big mega corporations like McDonald's and Jack in the Box and 28 other major companies, they get the waiver. They don't have to get insurance for their employees because it would shut down the fast food industry. What the average pay is about $10 an hour. Can you imagine if they had to give them health care coverage? On average, it'd probably add $5-6, to their pay. And what are those companies going to do? They're going to take it out of the pay, at least part of it, of their employees. And so how are the employees going to live on $6 an hour? How are you going to do that? How are you going to it's hard to live on $10 an hour. How are you going to do that? Well, you're not. The economy is going to implode. Meanwhile, we got 40 million illegals. It's well over 30 million. 40 million illegal aliens. The government admits 20 million. All getting free health care. All of the major border states are in a state of bankruptcy or going into bankruptcy. And there's more unfunded mandates and more corruption. And meanwhile, they're about to get rid of their conservative and name only Arnold Schwarzenegger in California, and probably going to elect Mr. Brown, who's about as socialist as it gets. Oh, I mean, what's going to happen to California? It's a beautiful state, a lot of great people. What's going to happen to California? Where is all of this going to end? So I want to get more into the economy later. I've got a clip of Ron Paul where he talks about when the economy collapses, false flag, et cetera. A very, very powerful video clip from Ron Paul. He's getting more and more bold. A few months ago, he came out and said, there's been a coup in this country, the CIA runs the nation, and they're shipping in the drugs. And he was given thunderous applause, just like he was given thunderous applause and won the major Republican straw poll at CPAC. The system is scared because mainline Republicans are starting to wake up. And by the way, Aaron did get the clip last night from Glenn Beck. I'm going to play it in the next hour, where he talks about the Fabian socialist wanted to poison your water to sterilize you. I mean, wow. And people, you get confused. They say, well, are you bashing Beck or are you praising him? I'm bashing him when he gives you disinformation or twisted info. And I'm saying this is true, this is good, when he does the right thing. And he's going in a better direction. I'm not endorsing Glenn Beck. I don't trust him. I want to be clear about that. People are like, well, why are you talking about Glenn Beck? Well, because he's co-opted much of the true patriot movement. And I don't trust Fox News. And he's being set up as the leader by the controlled corporate media to let her be destroyed. And so he's a very important figure, and we're talking about it. All right, but side issue. When I get back, we're going to get into the massive attack on the First Amendment that is out in the open now. We're going to get into the latest developments with the shooting of this man with his wife out on the jet ski on a lake bordering Mexico and South Texas. That's coming up as well. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to Bogdana liquidvitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, before I get back into all of this incredibly important news, the good, the bad, and the ugly, I do want to just put out the toll-free number to join us for first-time callers. Throughout the end of this hour and the full second hour, then we'll have open phones as we go into the third hour and Judge Andrew Napolitano joining us here on the transmission. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, and at least once a week I like to open the phones up for first-time callers. 1-800-259-9231. Any of the issues we've raised here, you're free to call in about, or any other issue. It's wide open phones. For first-time callers, 1-800-259-9231. They have a ballroom, the Coconut Grove Ballroom, in beautiful Santa Cruz right there on the ocean, and it holds 800 people, and the tickets are $10.80. That's the frequency of KSCOAM. And, you know, we could have sold out an event for 800 with $100 tickets, but I don't do what Glenn Beck does. I told the great folks out there, and they agreed that I'd almost do it free, but we couldn't get in any of the city centers on the days I was going out there. And it's not fair to the station to have to pay for it. So we're basically just doing it for cost. I hope folks appreciate that. I guess they did. It sold out. 800 tickets gone. And so MZ has the facilities at KSCOAM. there in Santa Cruz, blasting into San Francisco. We're also on another station he owns in the area. We're going to be having an event on Monday now at the Coconut Grove as well. So it'll be Sunday, 6 o'clock, Monday, 7 o'clock, then I fly out the next morning, and I'll be able to do my radio broadcast live from the KSCO AM 1080 studios. So I'll be live on that Monday, the 25th of October, 2010. In the next few hours, they're going to get the second ticket offering up at KSCO.com, and the 800 tickets will undoubtedly probably sell out by early next week. They might even sell out in a day. I've only plugged this three times, and it sold out. And I've pointed out, you know, we've had events with 1,200, 1,400 people where we turned away 600 people. And so if you do want to get those tickets, get them quickly. Continuing here, we are carrying the new video, What in the World Are They Spraying?, an excellent film on chemtrails, the first film to come out since they've admitted that chemtrails are part of a aerosol spraying campaign to, quote, protect us from global warming. That's obviously a cover story. It's very toxic. This film is very important. It ships October 22nd, and if you want to get it first, order it at Infowars.com today, and they will ship out in the order that they are received, and your purchase of the film supports us and G. Edward Griffin. So, again, Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. I told them last week to take the special down, but they've been so busy they haven't done it. But I'm going to have it taken down by tomorrow, where you get a Obama deception film for $19.95 and get a free copy of Jesse Ventura's excellent book, American Conspiracies. We're also, over the weekend, going to end the special for four copies of Endgame for the price of one. $19.95 Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, what I think is my most important and overall film that covers their entire agenda. You can give this film to anybody. If they'll watch the 3 hours, they will certainly have a first-rate understanding, and it's all documented. There's an online website, whatistheendgame.com, that has a full online bibliography of every document, every video clip, every news item we show you is all linked or posted there at whatistheendgame.com. So you can say, here's the video, everything in it. You can, you know, stop it and pause it and Google whatever Alex is talking about or whatever he's showing. But you can also go to whatistheendgame.com, and it's got a – in fact, most of the films now have these online bibliographies. We don't have the time, energy, or staff to do it. It's been volunteers have just done it, and every time it's an excellent breakdown. They go look at my film, they check all the research, they find the links, they send us the links, and we build the site. The first film we did that with was 9-1-1, Rise of the Police State, 2005. But since then, Terror Storm, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, they all have what we call a lot of times basically a viewing guide with the films. And so many people, if you said, hey, here's a movie that shows how they're putting poison in your drinking water and doing secret experiments on you and why they're doing it, people laugh at you. But now, because the socialist and the globalist and the environmentalist are openly promoting it, people are now listening. And now because Beck's covering it, people are listening. Well, it's time to help folks graduate from baby rice cereal known as PAP to giant 45-ounce T-bone steak. Okay? This is not for babies. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. What's it say on the back? They want you dead. They want you dead. Okay? Not my words, theirs. This isn't a game. You have children? You care about them? You need to find out about this, okay? This isn't a joke. This isn't a game we're playing up here. This is real. Do you think I could be on all these AM and FM stations and global shortwave, satellite, you name it, and be saying Bayer Pharmaceuticals knowingly shipped out over a million ampules of factor VIII, knowing it had HIV and hepatitis in it, and it came out in court documents in France where they got convicted that they knowingly did it. It wasn't it was a mistake or they didn't care or they just wanted profits. They did it. They knew and they did it because they wanted to reduce population. You think I'd get away with that for 10 minutes if it wasn't true? Now I've got MSNBC and Reuters admitting it as well. But the point is it sounds crazy. But if you won't go check it out and find out I'm telling you the truth, you can just search the term MSNBC Bayer blood scandal and you'll get clips or you'll get news articles. But a lot of you won't go check it out. You just say, that guy's nuts. There's no way that's true. There's no way, DU, the government knows it's going to kill the troops and give them cancer and birth defects in their children when we have their own reports, the former head of the DU program on. Well, instead of just saying, I'm crazy, go look it up. Or even if you're lazy and won't do that, understand this. I would be sued into oblivion if I got up here and said that about Bayer Pharmaceuticals and it wasn't true. I would be sued, and I've been saying it for many years, before it was mainstream news. We had medical doctors and scientists on about it. One medical doctor up in Arkansas had exposed it. Clinton was involved in it, and they firebombed his clinic. I mean, and I called him back to get him on, and he just said, look, I'm done talking. I've been firebombed. And the same night, they firebombed the Hemophiliac Society of Canada because they were involved in the lawsuits 10 years ago to expose this. They were exposing this, well, going back 15 years and then 10 years ago, and it was only the last 4 years that finally it broke into mainstream media. But the firebombing didn't cover it up. The intimidation didn't cover it up. I get death threatened when I talk about DynCorp running child kidnapping rings. I mean, it's in the Chicago Tribune. I'm going to cover it. And I'm not going to shut up when I get death threatened. Okay, I'm committed. I'm not backing off. But the issue here is this is real. They shot up children and men and women in Guatemala, a U.S. government program, telling them they were getting vaccines with syphilis. I told you that was a worldwide program with the syphilis. They put SV40, high-powered cancer virus, that the government admits gave hundreds of millions of Americans since the 50s, cancers that were unknown or rare are now widespread, and SV40 is communicable. Almost the entire population of the world now has SV40 in them. It's a bioengineered cancer virus. In 1910 through the 1930s, we've got the Rockefeller Foundation documents. We've linked them in the films on the websites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, where they discovered this. They bought up the hospitals. They control the patents on most cancer treatment. That's why they won't let real alternative mainline medical treatments be used, because they won't let you. They make the money. They soft kill you and then suck all the money out of you as you die. Remember that the head of the FBI, G. Edgar Hoover, in the 50s testified before Congress in the early 50s and said La Cosa Nostra didn't exist. Now, you know that's ridiculous. The mafia exists. And the media is telling you for decades there's no world government, big banks don't run it, there's no plan for a carbon tax. Now you know they were stalling you. They were lying to you. And now we're at the point of the global collapse by design with socialist government-run health care, with death panels, now admitted in the bill, now law, Bill Gates telling you how great it is. See, to get it passed, they lied and said it wasn't there, but we could read the section, and there it was. They'd say, shut up, liars. And now that they've got it passed, they've got to implement it, and they go, actually, there are death panels, but it's good for you. And they play the population off against themselves. We can hire 10 teachers if we don't give grandma treatment for cancer. To try to get 10 teachers, you know, to get the teachers out there listening, the millions of teachers, to think, wow, I'll get a job, I'll get a raise if I sign on to bloodthirsty eugenics. It's you, teachers, in 20 years or 10 years when you need medical care, or next month when you get diagnosed with breast cancer at 45, you're the one that's going to have the death panel say no. Do you understand that? Even if you're a bloodthirsty parasite who believes that the globalists are going to kill granny and give you some money, are you that stupid? They don't want to just kill granny, lady. They want to kill you. You got it? I hope you got it. I hope you got it real good. You think I just get up here and say every major vaccine that's been tested over and over again has been found with designer RNA cancer viruses that plug into your DNA? You think cancer is up over 3,000% on average in the Western world because the Easter Bunny is going around at night climbing up on your bed and shooting you up with it? No. You think I could get up here for 10 minutes and tell you don't take the H1N1 shot because it'll cause major brain damage without having top scientists on and show what the trials did? You think I can get up here and tell you it destroys your immunity and more than doubles your chances of getting the regular flu and dying from it? That's four different studies. Canada, the U.S., Germany, China. There's more than that. That was just the one headline I saw last year with all the medical studies. In fact, people won't believe it. Search the term right now. This is key. H1N1 vaccine doubles chances to get regular flu. Or more than doubles. And you'll get CBC was the first clip that came up a week ago when I was researching it for a film I'm doing. Because even though I'd already done the research, you got to go from memory and make sure you're right and pull it up. It's just always double-checking, triple-checking all the research we've done, all the thousands and thousands of data points and information that we've been covering here on this broadcast. But yes, you have a government so evil that by the early 1950s, and I've got a video by one of the vaccine developers in Canada on Canadian TV laughing about how they knew it had the cancer virus in it. We've played that before. I'd like to see Glenn Beck play that. Maybe he will next week. I know the exact video clips we played 4 years ago on the show, last year on the show, this year in the show, that we source in Endgame, that in the eugenics film I've been working on for more than 2 years, it's the very clips that Glenn Beck played last night are in the eugenics film that's more than half finished. 2 years of intense work on this, and it's so powerful that I just can't release it yet. There's so much new stuff coming out. There it is. Seasonal flu shot may increase H1N1 risk. Yeah, that's CBC, but that's another study about how the regular seasonal flu shot increases. There'll be another one with other studies about the H1N1 doubling the contraction of the seasonal. So it's vice versa. Because the truth is, vaccines lower your immunity. They are not a full-bore virus, and so your body learns to see it as not so much of a threat. That's what the studies show. And so when you get hit with a real virus, a wild virus, or a man-made virus, now you're gonna get real sick. You're going to get real sick. And that's why our immunity, I mean, it's like all these big studies about hand sanitizers linked to cancer and reduced immunity. Absolutely. People that have worked in barnyards, people that have worked in gardens, people that have, they've done studies of trash truck people, you know, trash men. You can pull those up. They have some of the highest immunities and some of the lowest levels of disease. Why? Because they're knee-deep in garbage, ladies and gentlemen. They're knee, and the body goes, man, I am in a filthy environment. I better buck up. I better gear up. But your bubble boy, getting hundreds of vaccines by the time you're 10 years old, your bubble girl, you're drinking all this GMO milk, eating GMO food. Mommy doesn't let you go out and dig in the dirt. All you're eating is processed foods. I mean, you are a wreck. You are a wreck. And it's been estimated by scientific studies that we all get cancer every day, even when we're young. By the time we're old, we're contracting cancer. It's developing the body hundreds of times a day in studies. But your body beats it all day long. That's another issue. You start suppressing and confusing the immune system. And you're like, well, Alex, why would a trash truck driver or a doctor have such high immunity because they're around bacteria and viruses all day? But then why would a vaccine then have the opposite effect? Because when you're a doctor or you're a trash truck driver, you're not injecting the blood and the viruses and the bacteria through your defense system. It's going into your sinuses. It's going into your eyes. It's going into your mouth. That's why sexually transmitted diseases are so dangerous, because they're getting past your defenses. That's why people that have unnatural sex transmit diseases so much, whether they be male or female, because that isn't designed for it. And there's no defenses. It goes right into you. But when it goes into the sinus or the eyes or the mouth, the body's geared up. It's got its special forces, white blood cell commanders, the T lymphocytes and others. They're all there. And you know, the crack frontline troops are there, and they're assessing. Look at this. All right, deal with it. Take it out. Got another one. Take it out. Because the body's designed to have it on the skin. the bacteria, the viruses, everything else, the toxins. And the body's designed to deal with that on the skin, the mucous membranes. It's not designed with your little newborn baby with them to come in with six different shots with huge ampules filled with mercury, aluminum, RNA, you know, you name it, chemicals, and just pumping the baby. Just pumping the baby full of all of this directly through its defenses, right into its muscles, right into its bloodstream. It doesn't know how to handle it. It can't handle it. And then mama does something even worse. She doesn't breastfeed the baby. I'm not judging if you didn't. I'm just educating you. With the tens of thousands of years of vaccines, natural, every immunity that your great-great-great-great-grandma in Scotland had, you know, to the smallpox or the chickenpox, or your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother in, you know, southern Africa. Every immunity, everything she fought through, everything she survived is passed on to that colostrum. Tens of thousands of vaccines coming right out of mama, right into that baby, supercharging it. What do they tell you? Let's give them some baby formula that's 52%.
Most Americans believe famine and hunger will never happen. But what if, day one, mayhem breaks out at grocery stores? Day three, families are on edge. Day five, the neighbors come knocking. Day 10, small bands of thieves begin stealing at gunpoint. Day 15, desperation, but the government can't help because there's no food left. Introducing the Grab-and-Go Emergency Food Supply from Solutions from Science. 84 delicious, nutritious food servings, including breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees. Enough to feed 4 adults for a week. Every meal 100% vegetarian for longer shelf life. Claim your Grab-and-Go Emergency Food Supply today at foodshortagesolutions.com. That's foodshortagesolutions.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Grab-and-Go Emergency Food Supply. Better a year too soon than one day too late.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued. So I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, 800-477-9256, or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Come, you masters of war, here that build the big guns, here that build the death planes.
The First Amendment ruling destined to kill internet free speech. Here's another one. Obama administration pressures ISPs to censor websites. Here's the LA Times last night, unless you think we're exaggerating. Justices appear set to limit funeral protest. And then later, they've got the justices quoting, saying this will affect the internet. If you offend someone, they can sue you. And that ties into the British laws being passed. Trolling someone online, Bill would slap you with jail time. Here's the Mail. Death of the office joke. Coalition enacts PC equality law, which means anyone can sue for anything that offends them, even if it's not about them. Meanwhile, thousands of illegal immigrants escape deportation because police fear being called racist. See, this is how they paralyze you with political correctness. That's coming up, but I promised to go to calls, so I want to go to Mark and Dorothy and Paul and Alex and Michael and Tanya and others that are patiently holding. I've got a bunch of other news as well and some key video clips we're going to be playing where Beck admits that they want to poison the water. Well, they don't want to poison the water. They're doing it, Jack. Okay? So we're going to be talking about that as well. But just putting in bookend on what I was talking about with milk, colostrum in the first few weeks especially, is filled with all the mother's immunity. When the baby starts growing on the placenta in the uterus, the placenta is literally a complex filter to block. That's why many women can have HIV or other diseases and it's not passed on to the baby because the body is shielding it from any diseases the mother may have. That's why they've got those parasites that cats cover, that cats can have, that end up getting into the placenta, going through it and getting into the baby. But there's not many things that can get through the placenta. Then the baby comes out fresh and new and healthy, as pure as the driven snow. Mommy then gives milk to the baby full of protein and fats and natural sugars, and it's filled with every immunity in her entire genetic line. I mean, it's just off the charts what is in colostrum. Off the charts what is being transferred as an immunity. In fact, if you go back to the Japanese or even the Middle Ages in Europe or before that or the Egyptians, one of the things that the elite would drink when they were sick is they would have nursemaids who would, you know, take care of their babies, who were just basically constantly producing milk, almost like a milk cow for the elite's children, so they wouldn't have to breastfeed. But they would have special ones who were timed to have a baby themselves, where they had a whole, basically a stable of these women. So they would always have a woman who was just about to give birth or who had just given birth to get that. I mean, they knew thousands of years ago that milk coming out of a woman who just had a baby is gold for health. It's a natural vaccine. It's a natural immunity booster. And all the major studies, you can pull these up, show that women are hardier than men. That's why they live longer. Women have higher tolerances to every disease known. Women are tough stuff, ladies and gentlemen, because they are designed to create life. They are designed to grow it. They are designed to take care of it. Women are just boiling with power, boiling with life force and energy. Okay, but instead, the baby is shot up with a bunch of shots, and then formula that's 40-plus percent corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup, and 10% regular sugar. That's what's given to the baby. And they convince women it's high tech, it's Buck Rogers, it's science. Give your baby this. And then all the studies show babies who are not breastfed have smaller CC-sized brains. The baby needs your milk. This has been a public service announcement. We'll be right back with your phone calls.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.